What I'd like to talk about today is one of the more unusual practices that we have that's associated with Yom Kippur, not really actually associated with Yom Kippur directly, but rather with Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is an interesting day. Most of the time we have Erev, so there's not many dinim that relate to the Erev other than things that are preparatory in nature as we get ready. So Erev Shabbos, you have dinim of covered Shabbos to prepare the Shabbos and so on, we assume the Vilna Gaon points out at the very end of Hilchos Yontes that the difference between kavod and oneg is that kavod, when it comes to Shabbos, is that kavod are those the things that a person does in preparation to honor Shabbos, and oneg are the things you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. So you set the table, you bathe, you put on nice clothes, and so on and so forth. This is all part of kavod Shabbos. Actually, Locus Neris, you know, kind of straddles the fence, and it's both kavod and oneg. We can discuss that some other time, but that's the idea of Erev, let's say Erev Shabbos, or 2 weeks, not 2 weeks, so 1 week from, what's today, Thursday, 1 week from tomorrow, is Erev Sukkos. Erev Sukkos is no status per se of Erev Sukkos. Today we have to get ready for Sukkos, make sure everything's ready. The exceptions to that rule are Erev Pesach, which obviously has certain dinim, or it's already forbidden to eat chametz midoraisa after midday, midrabanan earlier than midday. And it was, of course, the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the day on which we brought the Korban Pesach. You know, this relates to the Yom Tov and so on. The Erev Pesach had a status as a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, to get rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach and so on. And also Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur has a unique status. Again, in terms of our liturgy, Erev Rosh Hashanah also, we have the long slichas, but again, it's just a preparatory stage for Rosh Hashanah. It's not anything special about that day. But Erev Yom Kippur has a unique status. Some of us will come back to, but what I want to focus on specifically now is the practice that we have at Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur to already recite Vidui, right? We say the Ashamnos and the Alchets already at Mincha time on Erev Yom Kippur. And usually the meaning is people daven Mincha early. Let's say on a regular Friday night, regular Yontif night, you come to Shul, whatever time Lich mentioned is, you daven Mincha and then right away you daven Marv, or there's a Shir in between or something, but you have Mincha, Kabbal Shabbos, and Marv. But on Erev Yom Kippur, that's not our practice. Erev Yom Kippur, we daven Mincha usually earlier in the afternoon, at some point or another earlier. And then you come to Shul for Kol Nidre around Shkia time, right? A little before Shkia, hopefully. So it's an earlier Mincha. And it's the regular weekday Shmon Esrei. There's nothing unusual about the Shmon Esrei itself, except the regular Aseret Yemei Teshuva inserts, obviously, on Melech HaKodesh and so on are put in. But other than that, it's not any different than any other weekday Shmon Esrei, except at the end, we say the Vidui that we're going to say 10 times, twice at each of the five Tfilas throughout Yom Kippur. So what's that? What's the deal with that exactly? Okay. We need to wonder why all of a sudden are we saying Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, when it's not Yom Kippur yet. So the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, which is sort of the signature Pasuk, if you will, of Yom Kippur, per Tezayin, a week, or Pasuk Lamed, Kiveyom Azei, Chaper Alechem, Latarachem, Nikol Chato, Zichem, Lefnei Hashem, Titoru, which we say numerous times, we say the Slichas, we say numerous times throughout Yom Kippur, as I said, it's in the Shemoneh Esrei, before the, Kedusha Yom Bracha ends, and it was, the Kohen Gadol said it as part of the Avoda. Excuse me. So it's an important pasuk. So you look at the Targum Yonasan on that pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, Vayikra Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Lamed. It says when it says Lifnei Hashem Titharu, Kadam Hashem Todun Surchanuschem B'Teidchun. Okay, Todun means admit, acknowledge. We call that Vidui. So that's how the Targum Yonasan translates the words Lifnei Hashem Titharu. Okay. You have to do vidui, acknowledge your sins. So that's part of the part and parcel, really, of Yom Kippur. Now, our practice, of course, is that we begin saying vidui, not the long vidui with all the achets, but a partial vidui with the ashamnos. We've been saying that already since we started to say slichas. Right? We don't wait for Yom Kippur, or even for Erev Yom Kippur, to start that. We say that much earlier. And that's based on the fact, at least for the Seres Mechuba, that says in Yeshayahu, right, the pasuk Dirsha, the haftorah for a fast day. Okay, so the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Siman Aleph, Amar Shmuel Bar Inya Mishmei Derav, Minayin L'Gzardin Shel Tzibur She'eno Neftam. Okay, you know, how do we know that the Gzardin of a Tzibur is never fully sealed? It can be ripped and so on at any time. Doesn't matter if it's Seres Mechuba. Doesn't matter if it's in the summer or the winter. Shenemar Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Karein Oilo. Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshlach, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol karein oilo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is accessible whenever we call out to him. He asked the Gemara, but I saw Hakshiv Dirsho Hashem Bimotzo. The pasuk Dirsho Hashem Bimotzo implies that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not available all the time. You have to find him when he's near. So our answer is Hasam Yachin Hachem Tzibur. There's a difference between Yachin and Tzibur. A Tzibur, indeed, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is accessible at any time. Yachid, okay, is limited. So when is that? What Dirsho Hashem Bimotzo? So it says the Gemara Biyachin Emas. Omarabba Baravua. Elu Asar Yom Hashem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The 10 days from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Asar Yom Kippur. Right, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most accessible. That's when we can kind of reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rambam says in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Vav. Afal pi sha tshuva ha-tza'aka yafel olam. Even though tshuva and crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appropriate all the time, and indeed in the Shemoneh Esrei, we have a bracha of harotzeh b'tshuva every day, 3 times a day throughout the year. Not only during the Asar Yom Kippur and Advance Yom Kippur, no. We always have... we always have that. It's a tzok yafel olam. But the Rambam writes, "Basara hayamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim hu yafel biyoser miskabelis himiyat." It has greater efficacy, and it's immediately accepted. Shenemar, and it quotes this pasuk, "Dir shashem motzo," and that's why he distinguishes between yachid, but the tzibur anytime. Okay, first that Gemara. So the Rambam also paskins that's in Perek Beis Halachavav that tshuva is acceptable anytime, but it's particularly efficacious now during these 10 days. And perhaps with that in mind, in the next parak, parak Gimel, Halacha Daled, the Rambam writes, "Mipnei inyan zeh, nagu kol beis Yisrael, laharbos bitztok v'maisim tov v'lasok v'mitzos me'rashem v'yom kippurim." People, increase their involvement in mitzvahs. You want to have more credit, when you line up, and more cash on hand, so to speak, right? So people do more mitzvahs. And, between Hashem and Kippur, yes, or mikol Hashana, and V'nagu kulam lokum balayla ba'asoryam elu v'lispala v'bote k'nesiyos b'divei tachnuna v'kivushin atshiyaryam. And the Rambam says, the minig is to get up in the nighttime, the wee hours in the morning and so on, and to daven takadosh baruch hu. That's the Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Daled. He says it's tshuva is acceptable anytime, but there's a particular inyan, okay, the minig and klal yisrael nagu kulam, right? Lakum b'layla v'asari yamim to these 10 days to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. That's brought in the Shulchan Aruch too. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim seem tough kuf pe aleph siv aleph. So, never mind Erev, getting back to our issue, never mind Erev and Kippur, okay, but the whole 10 days. And, of course, our practice even earlier than that. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Kuf Pe Aleph Siv Aleph says, Nogu lakum b'ashmoros lom ha-slichas v'tachnunim v'rosh chodesh elol v'elach ha-yom ha-kippurim. That's the meaning of the Sfardim. Is to begin saying Slichas already Rosh Chodesh Elul, the whole month of Elul, through Yom Kippur. And the Ramah adds, Dominik ben Ashkenaz, Ein Okein, Elam Rosh Chodesh Elech, we blow shofar, and so on, but we don't get up to say Slichas until Yom Aleph Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah, the Sunday prior to Rosh Hashanah. Unless Sunday is Monday, Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or Tuesday, then you wait to do the previous week, but we always begin on Rosh Hashanah. It's a few days before Rosh Hashanah. All right, now, that's in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Good. So, in terms of the Slichas, which includes Vidui, Hashamnu, okay, we already started earlier. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Beis, right, a little bit later, Siman Tov Reish Beis, writes, B'chol Hayamim Shemim Hashanah Kippurim, Marbim B'Tfilas HaTachanunim, right, during the days between Hashem Kippur, even more, right, and the Slichas are longer. Right, I'm not sure how it is by the Sfaradim, but among the Ashkenazim, the Slichas of Aseres Mitzvah are longer than the Slichas of the pre Aseres Mitzvah days. And we say, okay, no, fine. And then he writes, "Omrim b'chol yom shlosha pe'amim vidui." We actually say the vidui 3 times, which we do, right? At the end of the Slichas, we say the Hashamnu 3 times, kol demalos shachar. Okay, we say 3 times. We say the Hashamnu towards the very end of the Slichas, 3 times before, preferably before dawn. Okay, sometimes people have to do it later, but whatever it is, it's a different discussion. But we say Vidui 3 times. Milvad be'erev Yom Kippur she'ein omer osa elapam ahas. The Ramah quotes the, not the Ramah, yeah, the Ramah. The Ramah quotes from the Rokeach, okay, that an erev Yom Kippur, which will be Sunday morning, you say the Vidui, the Hashamnu, only once, not 3 times. Okay, only once. Why do we say it 3 times altogether? Forget about the Erev Kippur, only do it once. Why at the end of Slichas, we always say always Hashamnu 3 times? Instead of, why say 3 times? So the Bir HaGro there, it's in the top Reish Beis, writes, refers to a Gemara, okay, that we say Chotai, refers to a Gemara with the Rashi there, based on Psukim in Parshas Vayechi. Okay, Parshas Vayechi, remember after Yaakov Avinu died, so Yosef's brothers thought that now they're going to get it. Because they thought that maybe, you know, all right, as long as the father was alive, Yosef treated them nicely, because he didn't want to hurt the father's feelings, you know, upset the father. So that's why he treated them nicely, and he pretended to like them and everything else. But now that the father's gone, now the brothers were afraid, now he's going to get back at us, right? So, as it says in Parak Nun of Bereishis, Pasuk Tezvav, Vahirach Yosef Kimei Saviyam, Vahirach Yosef Kimei Yosef, Vahashev Yashi Lonos Kolar HaShar Gamalos. So now he's going to pay us back for all the trouble we caused him. And now we're going to get it, because now the father's not here anymore to protect us, quote unquote. So therefore, they got a message to Yosef, and said, Kol Shom Yosef, Ono Sona Pesha Chaycha V'chatosim. By the very end of Parak Reichi, Parak Nun Pasuk Yitzayim, please forgive the sins of the brothers and so on. At the son of a pesha of the Lekeavika, cried and everything else. So you have three expressions of asking for forgiveness: ono, and sotna, and again sotna. So that's the Gemara Darshan that in Yuma on Daf Pei Zayin of an Aleph, right? Chatosi, Yosef Chalavach. Yeah, three times, right? Ana, sana, and again, ve'ata, sana. That's a mocker, so to speak, for doing it three times. Okay, so whatever, we have a meaning of asking Kodesh Baruch Hu three times that he should forgive us. Just full disclosure, the Vilna Gaon was against the practice. The Vilna Gaon held, it's in the Maisa Rav, in Os Reish Beis, the Vilna Gaon says, when he said Slichah, he said Hashamnu once, not three times. All right, but the meaning, less people daven, Nesach HaGroth, the more widespread meaning is to say, as we do, three times. Okay, three times. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, we've gotten involved there in some tough Reish Beis, we'd say three times. From the time we start Slichas, okay, whenever we say it three times, right? Whatever, to say it three times. Except the Ramah quoted the Rokech, not on Erev Yom Kippur. Why not? Why is Erev Yom Kippur any different than any other day of Slichas? What's the matter with saying it three times? So the Ramah is quoting the Rokeach. The Rokeach in Ratio Dalit says, Misvada Shachris Pam Achas. He is the Mara Deshmaitza. The Rokeach writes that the meaning on Erev Yom Kippur is to say that it's Vidui only one time. Why? Because you're going to say another Vidui later in the day before you have your final meal. You're going to say the Vidui later and then you're going to say it again at Maariv. So Lamaisa, you have three times that day. So there's no need, whatever is accomplished by saying it three times, ono, sono, ato, sono, whatever, whatever the mokas are three times, on Erev Yom Kippur, let's say today. Today we said Slichas this morning. We said the Vidur. So that's it, right? I mean, the Vidur is done. And we're not saying any more Vidurs today. Okay, so there we say it three times in the morning. But on Erev Yom Kippur, when you're going to say Vidur again later, before your Surah Mafsekas, in Minchatan, right, in Mincha, you're going to say the longer Vidur, but it's a Vidur, includes Hashanu, and you're going to say it again by Maariv, so that's what the Rokeach says, and the Bir HaGroth actually brings that in the Shulchan Aruch, because on that Simon Tov Reish Beis, they shall see the Lomar Beis Pomim two other times, Mincha and Maariv, Mishnah Berurah rings it, and Sukkot and Zion, and so on. This is a very difficult concept, so if you think about it for a moment. Because, wait a minute, Maariv doesn't belong in there. Maariv's already Yom Kippur. It's a new day. In other words, the Rakech seems to be saying, don't say Slichas, not Slichas, don't say Vidui in the morning with Slichas more than once on Erev Yom Kippur, because you're going to say it two more times anyway during the day. When? Before Mincha, and then at Maariv. So we're going to tell them, Maariv, it's already Yom Kippur, they say Maariv. By Erev, by Boker, it's already that's day. It's already the 10th of Tishrei. What's going on? Okay, so we have to understand what's going on here with that unusual explanation that we're not going to say Vidui in the morning of Erev Kippur more than once because we're going to say it two more times. I get it. We say, you know, it would have made more sense to me. We're only going to say it twice because later in the afternoon we're going to say it a third time. Okay, good. But the fact that you're going to say it at Maariv, that doesn't count. That's already Erev Kippur. Right, that's the whole. As a matter of fact, the truth is, we say it twice in Maariv, actually. Once in the Salmos Shemoneh Esrei, And once there's no repetition of the Shmaya Seir Meirav, no Chazor Shashas, but the Slichas, we say, you know, it's sort of like in place of a Chazor Shashas. So we have Slichas on the Kippur night after the Psalms Shmaya Seir, we're going to say it there. So we actually say two more times. If counting Meirav, we have four times altogether. The whole thing, counting Meirav, really doesn't seem to make any sense. So I have to hold that thought and then wonder, yes, question? No. I have to hold that thought for a moment and wonder, where does this come from altogether that we're saying Vidit Mincha to begin with? Right? We don't say Vidit Mincha any other day of Aser Shemay Tshuva or the Slichas time. Okay, why are we saying Vidit Mincha to begin with? So that's the Gemara in Yuma, Pes Ayin and Beis. And the Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Vidui Erev Yom Kippurim Im Chashecha. The basic Mitzvah Vidui is really to do it Im Chashecha, right before nightfall, but right before the end of the day. On Erev Yom Kippur, right before nightfall, late in the day, all right. And Rashi says la'achar achila, after you've eaten already, and he writes mishakibel olav Yom Kippurim, well, after which you've already accepted Yom Kippur upon yourself. It's not really Yom Kippur; it's not dark out yet, but we know we'll come back to that in a moment. If it's a Tosefes Yom Kippur, so that's the point when you should say vidur. Says the Gemara, aval amru chachamim yisvade kodem sheyochal v'yishta. You should do vidur before you eat and drink. Why? The Gemara has a lesson here. Shemati toref daito besuda. Something will happen during that meal. You'll drink too much. Rashi says shichras. Okay, I mean, I wouldn't imagine it today, but you know, again, at one time, especially when water was not really accessible because water was full of junk. So wine or ale, these kind of things was a standard drink that people had. Not kiddush. They drank wine. So someone might drink too much wine and he won't feel well. And they won't be able to come to Kippur, okay? Fine. All right, so that's why they said, you know what, really, even though the basic mitzvah of Erev Kippur is to say the vidui late in the day, im chashecha, late in the day, right before dark, but the Chacham said, you better say vidui before you eat, which is earlier, right? You better say vidui before you eat, in case something gets messed up at the meal, okay? Then the Gemara goes on. Okay? But then, of course, you should say Vidi again after you've eaten drunk. And we assume that it means now it's Yom Kippur. You should say Vidi now, even though you've said Vidi before you ate. And Rafal Pishis Vada Arvis, and even though you've said Vidi at Marif, okay, in the evening of Yom Kippur, you said Shachris, you said Vidi again at Shachris. Shachris, you said Musa. Musaf is out of Mincha. Mincha is out of Benila, right? The fact that you said Vida earlier doesn't preclude you from saying Vida further. When do you say it? Also, the person, the individual, private person, the Yechida, says Vida following the private Shmoneh Esrei, the very end of the Kanatzor, right? And it's Tzibur Omer B'Amsa, in the middle of the Bracha. Okay, now. So, the Meiri, in explaining this Gemara, on Yuma Pezanu Beis, writes, Mitzvahs Vida Erev Kippurim Im Chashecha Techef LeKabbalas Kiddushas Hayom. Just as you're getting into the modes, you say the Vida then. We call welcome, nevertheless. Chachamim Tiknu Shizvade Kodem Achila Shema Yerlo Shichras Odvaka Obesuda Velo Yizvade Karoi. You're not worthy necessarily, you know, die from whatever happened, but you won't be able to say the Vida properly, you know, okay. The Rambam brings in a chesuva, Park Beis Halacha Zayin. Yom Kippurim is man shuvah l'kol le'achol ha'rabim. Yom Kippur is a day of shuvah for everybody. Who kates mechilas slicha Yisrael, right? Leficha chayim kol la'asos shuvah l'svados b'yom Kippurim. This is an important subject in all right too. The Rambam says there's a special mitzvah to do shuvah on Yom Kippur. Sive the gentleman, but he says chayim kol la'asos shuvah l'svados, which the Rambam is head and tails of the same coin, shuvah and b'yom. B'yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. Umitzvahs vidi Yom Kippurim sheyaschil me'erev hayom kodem sheyochal shema yechonek besuda kodem sheyisvadim. I'm saying the mitzvah already goes into effect before you eat earlier in the day, because maybe something will happen at the meal. But the afal pish sheyisvadim kodem sheyochal, even though he said vidur chozem isvadim b'leila Yom Kippurim arvis, you have to do the vidur again at Marv and again at Shachris, again at Muslim, and so on and so forth. So the Chumash points out a question of Gersa, Shami, Chonei, Kitar, Suda, whatever it is. We're worried about something happening at the meal. And by the way, you know, what if the person Taka did Vidui? Or let's say the person didn't do Vidui, you know, and then something happened at the meal. They died, you know, so, or let's say he did do Vidui. Well, what good does it do? He never got into Yom Kippur. Okay, a person got sick. And, All right, so there's an Indian that there is a kapara lemeisim also. Just as a total side point, the Gemara wonders in Erchin, that's the complete side point, but the Gemara wonders in Erchin, you're the Yoram Beis, why don't we say Halal Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Why is there no Halal? It's Yontif. Why don't we say Halal Rosh Hashanah Kippur? The Gemara has an expression, okay, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Sukim Lufanov, and Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin, because we're all sitting on the throne of judgment. The Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Sukim Lufanov, you saw Al Mashiach Lufanov, now you're going to dance and sing Halal. Not right. You know, it's not the right frame of mind, not the right atmosphere. All right, now most people translate Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, as the book of life and death. But if you look at it literally, it's not. Sifrei Chaim means Sifrei Meisim is the book of the living and of the dead, not life and death. The living and the dead. And the Chazal say that actually the deceased are judged on Yom Kippur also. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph of Orach Chaim, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Sivav Nagu Lido Tzedakah Yom Kippurim Adam Mesim. There's a minute to give tzedakah in memory of the deceased. We call that Yizker. Okay, that's a Yizker. The original Yizker is part of Yom Kippur. The Minhagim developed, and we also say Yizker at the end of Sukkot, on Shmei Atzeres, and then the last day of Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos. But the original Yizker was Yom Kippur. Why? So they bring a mucker, okay, the Pesach can bring a mucker, from a Pesach in all places, Parsha Shoftim, by the Egla Rufa. Per Kafala of Dvar and Pesach has, what's Egla Rufa? So it says, Kaper la'amchei solacher podisa. That was part of the ceremony, the Egla Rufa, that they made a declaration, and asked Hashem, atone for the people you have redeemed. Val titein dam naki b'kerv amchei Yisrael, and so on, whatever that whole Egla Rufa thing is about. So what do you mean, Kaper la'amchei Yisrael asher podisa? The Jews that took out of Mitzrayim, they're dead already. What are they talking about? So the Beis Yosef quotes in the Mordechai that actually on Yom Kippur, the Mesim also get Kapara. In fact, the Ramor quotes on Marivayel that that's why it's called Yom HaKippurim in the plural. You know, we in the slang, we call it Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, right? But the official name in the davening, in the brachas, the Kaddish Yom HaKippurim in the plural. The Torah, it's called Yom HaKippurim. So why is it Yom HaKippurim? It's just short. We call it Yom Kippur. But the phrase Yom Kippur doesn't appear in the text of the Bracha and the Tzolah, the Psukim. So it's called Yom HaKippurim because it's Kapara L'chaim and for the Mesim. So even a person who's deceased has Kapara and Yom Kippur. So it's a good thing to say the Vida before, even if he never makes it into Yom Kippur. Okay, but getting back to our issue. So this concept is a little bit still, so now we have source for the concept of saying Vida on Erev Yom Kippur at Mincha time, okay, meaning before you eat, because maybe something will happen at the Suda, but even if you did, like the Rambam said in Perek Beis Halacha Chazayim, Afal Pishis Vada Kodesh Yom Chozim Yisrael Bilal Yom Kippur at Myrav, right? You have to say it again, and then again Shachris, and throughout the rest of the day. So Ramban in his Chidushim, there in Yuma, Peis Amar Beis, that's cited by the Ran, in Rav Alvin Peis the Rif, is doesn't understand this whole thing. He says, it says, even if you said vidui after you ate, you still have to do vidui again. Before you ate, you still have to do vidui again. He said, that cannot be talking about Myrus. First of all, as we said before, Myrus, it can't be. He says, Lashon, Lufi Diktuk HaLashon HaZeh, She'ein HaVidui Shemizvada La'achar Achila B'tzilas Arvis. Okay? Can't be talking about Arvis, because first of all, the Gemara should have said so. Because you look in the language of the Gemara, and again, the Gemara is on Yuma Pezayin and Beis. So it says, Afo Pish is Vada Kodesh Yochosh, or Misvada La'achar. And then, Afo is Vada Arvis, is Vada Shachris. Shachris is Vada Musub. The Musub is Vada Mincha. The Mincha is Vada Menila. So Ramban said, for consistency reasons, should have said, if we're talking about Arvis, Afo Pish, should have said, Afo Pish, Shezvada Kodesh Yochov Shasa, Misvada again at Arvis. And then, after we have Arvis, then to be consistent, doesn't say it. It says you do it again after you eat. Right? It's just a Medayik in the language of the Gemara. That's what he says, Levi Dikta Kalosha. It's not talking about, can't be talking about Myra, because otherwise it would have said Arvis, like it says by the other ones. Furthermore, he says, the Haksani, the mitzvah, Vida Evan Kippur, Yom Chashecha. Okay. Okay. He said, one second, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that you're supposed to do vidu when? Late in the day, and just as it's getting dark, right? Vidu im chashecha, right? Just as it's about to get dark. But the Chachamim said, you know what? Move it to before you eat the meal, right? Earlier in the afternoon. When you're davening mincha, it's 3 o'clock, whatever. My shul is always 3 o'clock, but it's not 3 o'clock, sometime earlier, okay? But the Ramban says, but that doesn't, then what the Gemara means is, but that original idea of saying the vidu with chashecha, okay, that doesn't disappear. That stays. That's what the Gemara means. And it says, but what's about Myers? Myers out of the mix. Myers, it's already Yom Kippur. We're talking about a vidu of Erev Yom Kippur here. So vidu of Erev Yom Kippur is supposed to be right before nightfall. But the Chacham were concerned of a problem that might happen in the meal. Says, you know what? Better say vidu before you have the meal. And then again, afterwards. But afterwards, not talking about Myers. It's on afterwards, still when it's yet Erev Yom Kippur. That's what Ramban says. Okay, that's what it means. And Iker Avidilah, he says Makomo, when the Chacham said, the point is he's learning the Gemara, is when the Chacham said, better say Vidu before the meal in case you choke or whatever happens at the meal, okay? But that didn't supersede, that didn't supplant the original Vidu of Erev Yom Kippur, which is nightfall, right before nightfall, not Myrav. Myrav's a different ballgame altogether. I said, furthermore, let me ask you a question. Why would the Gemara have had to say, even though I did vidu before I ate, you still have to do vidu at my ribs? So says the Rambam, well, no kidding. That's a vidu of Yom Kippur. Somebody would think, oh, I did because I did vidu on Erev Yom Kippur at Minchatam, now I don't have to do vidu at my ribs. What are you talking about? What's not such a havamina? Says Rambam, there's no such havamina. Why would anybody think, oh, you better tell me, no, don't think that just because you said vidu before you ate, now you're putter from saying vidu at Mari. Who would think that? Who would think that? You know, the Gemara tell me that. Who would think that? The vidu at Mari is a vidu Kippur. It's not Erev Yom Kippur anymore. So he says, you know, the vidu at Mari is on its own. So therefore, the Ramban is of the opinion, okay, as follows. He says, guess what? There is a chiyuv of vidui on Erev Yom Kippur before nightfall, even after you've said the vidui from before the meal. So it ends up now, according to Ramban, okay, that actually the proper thing is to say vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, right? But not certainly by Myrav. We're not talking about Myrav now. Right before Myrav, right before the day, you know, the new day begins. The Ran, on his comment on the Rif in Yom of Bob and Aleph, quotes this Ramban, and seems to hold that way. What emerges since Ramban, Rabosai, is that in fact there is a chiyuv to say vidui on Erev Yom Kippur both before your meal and again before nightfall, right before nightfall. Okay? Now, says the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, I mentioned him last time, no, the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, there's a Moshe Ibn Chaviv, who wrote the work on Rosh Hashanah called Yom Trua, and on Tzuk is called Kapas Tmarim. Together they're called Shemus Bar. It's a line-by-line commentary on the certain Tzukas, like Orash and Tosef. The Tosefes Yom Kippurim is in the last parak of Yom, which is about the Yom Kippur and Yom, not relating to the Kodshim, to the Korbanos. So he writes, he quotes this Ramban, okay, and he says Rashi clearly disagrees. Okay, Rashi clearly disagrees because Rashi said, let's look, I'll read you the Rashi, looking back, the Rashi on that Gemara, which said, when you're supposed to say the vidui, right? Rashi says, in chashecha, Rashi says, in chashecha means after you're already makabel the kedusha yom of yontif, okay? After you recover the kedusha yom yonatan, that's what Rashi says. La'achar achila mishekibel olav yom kippur. Okay, but the Ramban is not saying that. The Ramban is saying before that, late in the day, but before that point. Okay, so Rashi disagrees, says it does, you know, with the Ramban, and he also quotes the Beis Yosef, who says v'ha'olam lo nagu karamban. The olam is not knowing like this Ramban. We don't say vidu again, and we say vidu before the meal. Right? We have the mood of Micha. And then we come Tshuva Kol Nidre. We don't say Vida again at that point. We say Vida again in Maariv. But again, Maariv is a separate cheshmer. It's already Yom Kippur now. Okay, we come to Shul a few minutes before sunset, okay, for Kol Nidre. So we don't say Vida then. So therefore, the Metas Yom Kippur quotes the Sutra of Olam Lo Nogu Karavan. Okay, the world doesn't hold like Karavan. All right? And, yeah. So, okay. So there are other approaches, you know, to work it out, but that's the Ramban Shita. Okay. Where do you get that from? Where does it come from? What's a mucker? Suddenly another vidui snuck in there after the meal before Yontif. Again, the Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Mishakibel love Yom Kippur. Okay, that's Meir. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, Shari Beis, those Yadalin. He says, yeah, okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the Pasuk says, Mikol Chatos Echem Lifnei Hashem Titoro. Okay, and what he might be driving at, and maybe this is where the Ramban gets it from, is that what does the Pasuk say? Lifnei Hashem. Now, Lifnei Hashem in English is translated before Hashem, means in the presence of Hashem, right? Lifnei Hashem. But Lifnei could also mean what? Before in the time sense. So that's how I'm squeezing this in the Rabbeinu Yonah's word, doesn't exactly say it, but this is how some explain the Ramban. Lifnei Hashem Titaro means you have to purify yourself. We already saw the Targum, that Targum Yonah said that means Vidui. When is that? Lifnei Hashem, just before you enter into the Hashem of Yom Kippur. Right? Lifnei Hashem, before entering into Yom Kippur, you should say Vidu. That may be the mocker for the Rabbah. For the Rabbah, I mean. Lifnei Hashem. Okay, that the Torah doesn't even quote that Shita. The Torah in Or Chaim is in Tofer Yizayim. Just write the Torah, it's out of the Kodim Sudam of Sekhas. Okay? And that's it, because won't feel well, whatever else will happen. Okay? But he doesn't even bring up the Ramban. The Ramban is a Shita Dechuya according to him. The Beis Yosef over there in Siman Tov Reish Zayin does bring up the Ramban, and he's so good, the Ramban agrees. Okay? But he says at the end also, but we're not knowing about this Ramban. Okay? We're not knowing about this Ramban. Oh, last words of the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Reish Zayin there is Olam Lo Nagu Kedivei Ramban. We don't have another vidui stuck in there. Have a nice mukkar, maybe lift Hashem, you know, but lift Hashem just before entering to Hashem's presence in the kippur. But Elam doesn't hold that way, and therefore this opinion does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a tougher design. See, follow. Tzorach lizvados b'mincha kodesh surah sekes. No mention of any other vidui that got stuck in, other than the one before the meal, right before the surah sekes. We got mincha. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but no other vidui is mentioned. The Shlah, in his Maseches Yom Perek Mitzvos Chof Gimel, the Shlah says, "Well, Roy L'Chol Yirei Shemayim Lashes Kedivei Ramban." He said, "No, you should do another vidui. You should do another vidui, like the Ramban said, right before sunset. When you come to shul, I don't know, it's a Seidi Hashamnu. It's Roy L'Chol Yirei Shemayim Lashes Kedivei Ramban. All right, come out of the Raya." The Afal Pisha of Yosef Kosav Olam Lo Nogu Kedivei Ramban. The Shlah is not unaware that the Beis Yosef said we don't follow that. Because Mokam Ani Omer Hanoi Kedivei Ramban Who Minik Tov Yosher Ben Elokim. I like it. It's a proper minig. V'chein Ani Noi Kashin Yoah Ben Hashmashos Memash Meshubal Who Samach Hachashecha Ani Misadu B'chol Yecholti. When I see the sun's about to set, every Kippur I say Vida right then and there. That's the Shlah quotes. Okay. The Mughal Avram, in Siman Tov Reish Zayin, Sukkot and Zayin, he brings this Shalom, the class of a Shalom, Roy Lahachmer, with Zvados Achrachil Kodom Chesheh, like the Ramban. Okay? And indeed, we find that in some sources. Okay? For example, in the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, called Beis Yaakov, by Leil Yom Kippur, right before Orzu Latzadik, he has Omer Belachash B'yachid Havidoi B'ktzora Ashamno. Im chashecha manish. Proper thing to do. Right when it's about to get dark, end of the day, he said a person should privately say the Hashamna. So Yaakov Emden brings it. Okay. The Yusod Rishor Shavoda, Parag Vav, by Kol Nidre. He writes, that he quotes this Ramban, that that's the Ikar Vidui, okay, of Erev Yom Kippur. And he said, L'chein yizor adam ezeh, u'kvar nispashe tamenek v'kama batei knesios, l'zvaras b'tzibur, kodim Kol Nidre. The Sod of Shoresh Ramban quotes that there are, in fact, some shuls, not like Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that a private person should do it, but the Yisod Rishosh Ramoda says in Parag Vav that there are some shuls where they take b'tzibur, say the vidui right before dark. They say it out loud. Okay? And the Matei Ephraim, in that same simon, Matei Ephraim says, Nochon shetarim knisim and kippurim, yomer belachash havidik tzor hashamnu, v'ishu ha'schalas ha'kapar likanasim and kippurim b'tshuva. He says, what's the idea of doing it now? Because you come into Yom Kippur, you do tshuva right now. The day is being ushered in, right? Mamish, when you're ushering Yom Kippur, you should say vidui. That's the idea. He quotes it as a private person, right? The Yom Balachash, okay? But he says that's a real tshuva. And the fact that's the real takana of every Yom Kippur. The fact that we push it off and we say vidui before the meal, that's a technical reason because that might happen and so on. Okay? And, yeah. So that's the Matei Ephraim. Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, in Yoni Yom Kippurim Oz Gimel. Okay, the Rav Shechter quotes Nefesh HaRav from the Rav, that in fact, that he says, he quotes the Mogad Avraham, the Minan Ochon Lachos L'Shitas Ramban, we should be Chos L'Shitas Ramban, and so on. Okay, based on Lifnei Hashem Titoro, Shetizvadu Kodem Shetiknu Tikansu Lifnei Hashem, okay, and that's the Kiddush Yom Yom Kippur is like being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But high time of Nogu Rabim Lomar's Nusach Tefila. So he says. First of all, the Mishabur brings this. It's a cotton olive. Many of us do this. What is that called? Tefila Zaka. The Chayodim composed Tefila Zaka. No one said that the Vida has to be with those exact words or Shamna Baganu. But you say the Tefila Zaka, which many people do, it's proper to try and come a little early and say Tefillah Zakah. Okay, so Tefillah Zakah is a form of Vidur. That's what the Rav Shechter quotes that over here. High time inaugural Rabban Lomar Snusko Tefillah Zakah Shechiba Rav Chayodim, which the Mishabura brings down already. So the Mishabura, in Sukkot Nalef, in Tafrei Zion, he said, V'chein Nogu Mizmanele Sh'omim Oz Tefillah Zakah. Again, it's composed by the Chayodim. So, Lemaisa, to a certain extent, we are Choshes Ramban. We don't say the regular Shamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, and that whole Musaf, but we say Tefila Zaka has a Vidui in it. And it's confessing different sins. So we accomplish this by saying Tefila Zaka. But, Rav Shechter goes on, over Chaslavich is a town in Russia where the Rav grew up, a young boy, where his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, was the town Rav. Over Chaslavich, says that in Rav said Chaslavich, the minute was before you say Tefillah Zakah, you say the regular vidui of Hashamnu. V'chein hinig Rabbeinu b'beis hamedrash shelo b'Boston. That was the minute the Rav did follow in Boston. They said it b'tzibur, like in the Sefer Yisrael Shoresh Avoda. Shekol ha'tzibur om v'yachad es kol ha'nusach ha'vidu ha'katzer ve'oruk. They said the whole thing, the Hashamnu and the Yalchit. Okay, that was a meeting in Boston. All right, just like any other, vidui. So, personally, I don't institute my shul, but I do personally say right after Tefillah Zakah, I say Yashamu. I say the shul personally. There's not usually time to say the whole thing. The Erev Yom Kippur is so rushed. And I always say Erev Yom Kippur is on a day, just the whole day goes by fast. You try to do a few things. Okay, this year we can't, unfortunately, go to the mikveh, but still, and then everyone's rushing to shul and barely making it. And it's just a rush, a mad rush. And, I always make an effort to come. Whatever time we printed on the luch, I try to come 30 minutes before that. So I can say to finish my meal, but it's not always easy until you finish your meal. I understand. And you get there, so I have to say Tefillah Zakah. Tefillah Zakah is sometimes rushed. In fact, you pay attention in the Machzorim, some of the Machzorim, like the Archkol Machzor and so on, say that the Chofetz Chaim suggested to switch the order of the Tefillah Zakah a little bit to certain parts of said, you guarantee to say that. Many people never get through the whole Tefillah Zakah. Then you got to start also with the whole Hashamnu, the whole Al-Khayt. That's what the Rav did in Boston. But that was all based on this idea of lifna Hashem Kitara to be choshesh for this shita of the Ramban. With this idea in mind, okay, now we can understand very well if the Ramban's right, our questions from before fall away. Maybe that's what the Rokeach holds. The funny thing, the Rokeach said that well, on Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, when you say slichas, you only have to say the Hashamnu once, because you're going to say it two more times anyway during the course of the day, once before the meal, and once at Ma'ariv. So we ask, Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv doesn't count. Elamai doesn't mean Ma'ariv, Trilas Ma'ariv. He means, like the Ramban, this extra vidui that you're going to say right before it gets dark, right, as the day comes to an end and the new day begins, that's like a third time. Now, Shalom Yisrael fits in perfectly. And now the Gemara works out well, because now the Gemara says, you know, where is it again? The Gemara says, Mitzvahs vidu eretz peizan and beiz numa. Tanar bana mitzvahs vidu erem kippur mechashecha. Am chami yisvade kodesh shochlista. Okay, the afal pi she yisvade kodesh shochav v'shasa misvade laachar shochav v'shasa. And we thought it meant ma'ariv, but laachar doesn't. No, it doesn't mean after that bar. After means after when it before gets dark. And then he goes on and then about to talk about Yom Kippur itself. Does the Gemara af v'shvade arvis. It's not a shachar. Shachar is mincha. Muslim mincha mincha. In other words, it didn't. It just says after the Gemara's lashon was not. It just said even though you said vida before you ate, you have to say vida again after you eat. What is after you eat? Sometime after you eat. Not ma'ariv. Not talking about all the way there. After could be a long time, right? I mean, after could be, you know, any time after is after. It could be days later, right? But I mean, the point is that the way the Gemara plays out this way is that that's the shita. That's the sheet of the Rokeach. Everybody's bothered. What are you talking about? Where are the three times? You can't possibly count my, you know, they can't possibly count Ma'ariv. Okay? So no, and that's what the Ramban means. So he's, again, I'm not saying the Ramban held like that Rokeach. You have to say three times to, and only once every Kippur. But you put them in together, now that makes a lot of sense. Also, it may mean something else as well. This will wrap up. Okay? You know, we have a Pasuk. With regards to Yom Kippur, and it says B'sisha l'chodesh ba'erev, ba'erev ad'erev tishpesu shabbatchem. The ninth of Tishrei, the ninth of the month, you know, from the ninth, ba'erev ad'erev tishpesu shabbatchem. So everybody's bothered, but it's not the ninth anymore. Yom Kippur arrives at the tenth. Right, the ninth falls the tenth. So what do you mean tishah l'chodesh ba'erev? We call tishah l'chodesh ba'erev. We call it the tenth. We know ba'erev ayvoker, right? So I mean, it's not news. Well, the pasuk has a funny little ninth. So the Gemara actually has two drushes, okay, in Yuma, Pe'al, and Beis is also found elsewhere, okay. So the Gemara says, should you begin fasting on the ninth? So it says, no, Ba'erev, okay. So Ba'erev, so, you know, so it means the tenth. So what does it say ninth for? So, okay, it's a maschil mis'anim v'jom mikad shemosifim mechol ha'kodesh. This is called Tosefer, it's a Tosefer Yom Kippurim. Now, the whole discussion, you're supposed to, what does it mean? You're supposed to start Yom Kippur before the calendaric date arrives. Before it, sometimes, Mosifin Mechal HaKodesh, you start early, which we do. Right? Most shuls, and by the way, Tfilah Zaka includes Harim Kabbalah, like Kedusha Siyatah, Kedusha Yom Kippur. So that's before night, before sunset. Usually you try and want to get at least one of the three culminations in before sunset. Right? You really got to hustle sometimes to do that. But that, you at least want to get one in if you can before sunset. But anyway, before that, we're kabel yontif to lekabel to be, you know, to be mosif mechol al hakodesh. All right, and about it's true at the end of Yom Kippur too, to extend it a little longer at the end. But okay, mosif mechol al hakodesh. That's why it's besisha al hakodesh. It's still technically the ninth, right? It's still technically the ninth. But I'm mekabel Yom Kippurim, so for me it's yontif already, even though technically on the astronomical calendar, it's still the ninth of Tishrei. That's what it means, B'sish L'chodesh Ba'erev. That's one drush. But then the Gemara goes on, and it says, what do you mean? Are you supposed to fast on the ninth? So here we have the famous din, Kol Ochel B'shoseh B'chi, Ma'ala Lava Kosev Kilosan Achiv Asiri. A person is supposed to eat on the ninth. That's the mukar for having a chiyuv of suda, a chiyuv of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So also because it says the ninth, what happened tonight? On the ninth there's no mitzvah fast, other of the mitzvahs to eat. Okay? Now it's interesting because in the Gemara this is presented as a machlokas of how you darshan the pasuk. Do you darshan the pasuk of the ninth to teach you that Yontif actually starts when it's already the ninth still. You start Yom Kippur when it's already still the ninth. Or is it Darshan to teach you that the ninth is a chiyuv to eat, called Ochel B'chi? And we actually pass like both. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's presented in Gemara as Machokas, but we accept both. We accept both that there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth. We also accept that there's an inyan of Tosefas. But anyway, we pass it that way. Right, and there's a whole discussion. Is that true about Shabbos also? Is it the Raisa Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif? But Tosefes Yom Kippur, everybody agrees. They're a pasuk. Right, the Rambam Hilchos Shvi'is also Parak Aleph Halacha Vav. He says that you're supposed to start early. Right, Hiskalat Lotzalotzum Losanos Me'erev Tisha Samach Asiri. You have to extend it. The Shulchan Aruch rules this way as well. Now, what's important is, on the other hand, there's a mitzvah to eat. So what exactly happens when there's a Tosefes Yom Kippurim? What do I do? So usually, Tosefes Yom Kippurim is defined by what you do not do. You do not do. You can't do malacha. You can't do any of the inuyim, right? That's already Yom Kippur. Is there any kumba say that we do? Let's say on a regular Shabbos, you make kiddush, but there's no kiddush here. So is there any kumba say that you're doing Yom Kippur when you're doing Tosefes? So I'd say, yes, this vidui. This vidui is the kumba say, right? That's a word with Rashi works well. Mishia kabel. You were mekabel early. It was still the ninth. Calendarically, it's still the ninth. Astronomically, it's still that sun's still in the air. Sun's still in the sky. The sun doesn't say it. The sun's still visible. But the kumba say, so to speak, is this notion of, doing this vidui, the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? And this also explains that this vidui of Erev Yom Kippur is a different animal altogether. It's not really the text maybe, but it's a different din in God. It's a different din. And really the best proof of that is that the in Mincha, we say it only be Yechidus. We don't say in the Chazor Shashatz. The Chazor Shashatz of Mincha Erev Yom Kippur does not have a vidui. Okay? Because again, it's almost like a private thing, so to speak. It's not really part of the vidui on Yom Kippur is part of the nusach hatfilah. Okay, the vidui, and it works out well with this notion that we're saying you don't have to say vidui more than once every Kippur morning because you're going to do it two more times. Why? That vidui of Slichas week, today we said vidui this morning, right, the Slichas. It's not part of the nusach hatfilah. On Yom Kippur, vidui and haraya, it's built into the Chazor Shashatz. Right? It's in the Chazor Shashatz. Vidui of Yom Kippur is in the Chazor Shashatz. Not in the private ones, but it's in the Chazor Shashatz. It's part of the nusach hatfilah of Yom Kippur. That's not true in Erev Yom Kippur. So this vidui of Erev Yom Kippur is actually more akin to the vidui of Slichas week. The last couple of weeks we've been doing since Slichas started. We've had them since Rosh Chodesh El. But it's not part of the vidui of Yom Kippur. You know, the text may be the same. It's a different type of vidui. So anyway, this I want to share some insights into this notion of the vidui and the special nature of Erev Yom Kippur. What it looks like to suggest al derech hadrush, for a little bit, is that perhaps the idea al derech hadrush is you can't just jump into Yom Kippur. You can't just jump into Yom Kippur. There has to be some form of hachana. There has to be some kind of preparation. You can't just, well, here I am, now it's Yom Kippur. Right? We need some prep time. And you need Erev Yom Kippur, and you need more than Erev Yom Kippur, to be honest. Okay? You need more than Erev Yom Kippur. And we say Slichas already, we have the whole Aseret Yeshuva. And we have more than Aseret Yeshuva. We have, whether it's the whole month of El, according to the Sfaradim, or the last week of El, according to the Ashkenazim. And this teaches us that you cannot come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've accepted this drush of Lifnei Hashem. You can't come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without first having gotten yourself ready to do so. And that's part of the Avodah also. We have a couple of days left of Aseret Yemei Teshuva before Yom Kippur on Sunday night. Our Avodah has to be to use these days as preparation, as hachana, and to learn from here that actually nothing of value happens without hachana, without preparation. Okay, and that applies to preparation when you're learning, preparing Mara Kamas, whatever else you're learning, preparing anything to do with a mitzvah. Right, you can't just walk into something. Lahavdil, in sports, you have spring training. right? You can't just start the season. You have to warm up. You have to get yourself in the mode, so to speak, right? That's the way people are. They need some kind of a warm up. So it's hard to go into something cold, okay? And if you had an opportunity to warm up and to get yourself in the zone, so to speak, to use today's language, to get yourself in the zone. So now you're it's going to be much more impactful. It's going to be much more impactful. And really, that's the idea also that, you know, when we say vidui, we say slichas. So again, of course, they have independent value, but they're also a prep for Yom Kippur. It's very fascinating, and I can't speak from Minig Sfarad because I don't know it. They don't know Mizrach and so on. But Minig Ashkenaz, the slichas that are said in Ne'ilah, some of the piyutim we say are highlights from the slichas we've been saying the last couple of weeks. Take a look in the Machzor or pay attention by Ne'ilah. You'll see not only this, you've given us for today, but there'll be stanzas, okay, the introductory stanzas of certain pismonim, pismon slichas we've been saying the last couple of weeks. They pop into Ne'ilah. Meaning all of this was to build up to this crescendo, so to speak. It's all this to build up. Right? These were all warm-ups. Now we're taking the best of those warm-up pieces that we're actually saying in the Ne'ilah. You know what I'm saying? Everything you do requires a hachana. You have to prepare in advance. You can't do something cold. And, I mean, once in a while, a person may be pressed into service and have to do something cold, but that's not how it works. Okay? Everything requires a hachana. And the slichas, in that sense, is also a hachana. And a bid of Erev Kippur is also a hachana, like to come into the day b'tshuva. Right, as someone said before, right? Who did you say that? From recommend, I think. To come into the day right when you have tshuva ready. You're already in the zone. That's part of what it's about. I would also add that vidui is so much the essence of Yom Kippur, like we started with. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Titaru is, you know, Todun, Suchanechon, and so on, Suchanuschon, Vetechon, and so on. The idea of vidui is to verbally acknowledge a mistake. And that, too, I think, is a valuable lesson. And a lesson, I think, that to a great extent is often lost today. People don't want to... We can always ask the question, what do I have to say vidui for? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm thinking. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Let's save some time in Yom Kippur, you know? But Ein Adama, when you say something, when you verbalize something, it has a much bigger impact. Vidui is a verbal avoda. Okay, you're not supposed to just sight read it or skim it and so on. You can skim the commentaries. It looks like read the commentary, but the text, say it out loud, okay, because and know what it means. I mean, you know, just look in advance what it means, a double English sitter, you know, an English master, nothing wrong with it, certainly do it. But my point is that vidui means an acknowledgement. I admit something, I admit. And if you think about it for further, it's also related to the word todah, a sense of thanks. You thank somebody for something. What does that mean? You admit that he did something for you. Right? The term hoda'ah, hoda is thanks, but hoda is also admission, like hoda's baldin. And hoda's baldin kameidim dami. The person, the moda mixas. Many terms, the moda in the monetary sense, and so on and so forth, that means to acknowledge or to admit something, to admit a debt, acknowledge something. But, take it a step further, it also leads to thanks. And a person who does vidui on Yom Kippur, okay, is also thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for bringing him to this point. Even though we're saying negative things, Oshamna, Bogadna, Gazala, and so on and so forth, nonetheless, there's an implicit thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this opportunity. You realize, wow, I have an opportunity to get out of my averus. And someone who doesn't take advantage, the Medrash should come in to compare such a person. If they had a person who's a thief, he's in prison, somebody else tunnels out. And this Shmendrick doesn't go out. So the guards, you dope. You had a chance to escape and you didn't take advantage. And so too, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us a chance to escape. So we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's given us a tip as to how to get out of it. So that's part of also what the vidu is about. And maybe, you know, just with that in mind, an old question of why do we sing the vidu, you know? What's it? It's a little bit of a peppy tune. No? I mean, even if you sing slowly, but Oshanuba, what? It's a little, you know, incongruous. No, what are we singing for? Say It to Yourself, which is a very somber, sad type of tune. I'm not saying it's a jolly tune, but the answer is, so one answer is, because when a person davens b'chidus, says Salam Shemon Esrei, so I don't know if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to accept or not, is what I'm saying. You know, that's certainly somber, okay? But when you're with the tzibur, the call for the tzibur, that's one thing. You can sing when you're with the tzibur, because Kodesh Baruch Hu always answers the tzibur. But besides that, we could say, and I'm singing because I'm confident that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to forgive me. I'm thanking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for this opportunity. That's what the vidui is. And that begins, as I said, even at Erev Kippur. Even at Erev Kippur, you're acknowledging that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us some, you know, sent us a hand, so to speak. And we can grab it, and we can come close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We need to be in the category of those who are knocking at the door. Like it says in B'chol Maminu, HaPoseach Yadla, Dofke B'Shuva. B'chol Maminu Shubsuchu Akol, Poseach Yadla, the Dofke B'Shuva. The last thing I have to mention, I'll just close by saying that this vidui, all right, is not to take away from all the averas, but also part of vidui is acknowledging, I think, the positive things that he did also. A person should not become so depressed by the vidui that all I can think of are the things I did wrong. Yeah, the focal point, the things I did wrong. But a person also should think of the things that did right so as to do those again. In other words, part of correcting your wrong is emphasizing the right. And even though the text of the vidui, okay, the text of the vidui, all the things we did wrong. But ultimately, I think, you know, the pasuk says, v'shavta rasham al-kecha, v'shamata b'kolo. So to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and heed what he said, listen to his words. Well, it's not obvious if v'shavta rasham al-kecha, wouldn't he v'shamata b'kolo? So the first should deal with it. But for now, v'shavta rasham al-kecha, v'shamata b'kolo, means I should do the things I've been doing right. I should continue doing those things right. Right? The do tshuva to strengthen the things that you do right, make them stronger. And you know, in addition to listing off all the terrible things that a person did, part of vidui is taking honest stock of yourself. And a person should not get, otherwise you get too far down. Otherwise, a person is so depressed, forget it. But what am I bothering? I'm never going to get out of this mess. And a person should never have that attitude. Okay, and just to conclude, that's why the Rabbi Yonah begins Hilchos Tshuva, his Sefer Shari Tshuva, by saying it's a great favor. Tova is one of the great kindnesses that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. It gives us the opportunity to do Tshuva. It's a kindness because it tells us you can pick yourself up. Nobody should ever feel that he's too far gone. Nobody should ever feel that he can't, you know, they can't make it, they can't return. It's not true. A person can. Nobody is perfectly good, but also nobody is perfectly terrible. And the vidui, again, starting every Yom Kippur, and certainly the vidui on Yom Kippur, is designed to put a person in a frame of mind where you feel you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can acknowledge all the bad things, but maybe think also some good things I did, and on balance decide, I'm going to eliminate the bad things and re-stress the good things. Anyway, that's what I'm going to share with you. I wish everybody a Gemar Chasim Tova, a good venture, all our tefillos should be answered, next year should be a better year, Bez Hashem, and in terms of the health of the world and everything else, and we all should have success in whatever we're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.